Cox Internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. It's the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data Q3 2022 in Cox serviceable areas. Learn more at cox.com/internet. Mobile phone companies say they offer home internet, but if their internet comes from a cell phone network, you should know it's just phone internet, not home internet. Keep your home up to speed with Cox. Cox Internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. Cox is the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data Q3 2022 in Cox serviceable areas. Visit cox.com/internet for details.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have him back on, Owen Whittleson. He is the co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast and a contributor for 99 Yards. The podcast and the blog site is dedicated to looking at the NFL and, of course, viewing things from a perspective from the United Kingdom. Owen gives us great insights on what's currently going on with the Kansas City Chiefs, including their recent victory in Super Bowl 57. Also, we discuss head coach Andy Reid, Eric Bieniemy, Super Bowl 57 MVP Patrick Mahomes, and so much more. Owen is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Mobile phone companies say they offer home internet, but if their internet comes from a cell phone network, you should know it's just phone internet, not home internet. Keep your home up to speed with Cox. Cox internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. Cox is the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data Q3 2022 in Cox serviceable areas. Visit cox.com/internet for details. Cox Internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. It's the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data Q3 2022 in Cox serviceable areas. Learn more at cox.com/internet. Mobile phone companies say they offer home internet, but if their internet comes from a cell phone network, you should know it's just phone internet, not home internet. Keep your home up to speed with Cox. Cox Internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. Cox is the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data Q3 2022 in Cox serviceable areas. Visit cox.com/internet for details.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Mobile phone companies say they offer home internet, but if their internet comes from a cell phone network, you should know it's just phone internet, not home internet. Keep your home up to speed with Cox. Cox Internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. Cox is the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data Q3 2022 in Cox serviceable areas. Visit cox.com/internet for details. Cox Internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. It's the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data Q3 2022 in Cox serviceable areas. Learn more at cox.com/internet.
Join us in person at the Teach 225 Career Fair on February 28th and find your path to fulfilling work. Right now, there are over 300 roles open at Baton Rouge area schools. No teaching degree? No problem. This fair is for current and prospective teachers alike. Attendees will also have the chance to win amazing prizes and enjoy free food. Don't miss the Teach 225 Career Fair on Tuesday, February 28th from 4 to 6 p.m. downtown at Lobby on 500 Main Street. Register today at teach225.com/careerfair.
Mahomes looking that way, throwing that way. Kelce got it! Pacheco right up the gut and in. Touchdown. Quick throw. Tony's got it. Tony walks in. Touchdown, Kansas City. Low sinking kick. Tony on the run. Still up on his feet. Tony has a wall. It's another block. Tony inside the 20. Tony still going, and he's down to the 5.
Eligible player on back-to-back plays.
Blitz coming. Mahomes, man wide open. Touchdown, Chiefs, and Sky Moore. Mahomes, pressure, lofting one, end zone incomplete. Juju Smith-Schuster couldn't catch up. There's a flag at the 10. Hang on, there's a penalty.
Fire to the pass, holding, number 24, defense, 5-yard penalty, automatic, first down.
Essentially run it down to the field goal try with McKinnon. See what he decides to do here.
Yeah, he's got
to
get down, he's got to get down.
And he does. I mean, there'll be mere seconds left if they take it down and kick a field goal and have to kick off to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So the Chiefs will set up for a Super Bowl 57 game-winning field goal. For the lead. Butker up. Got it. The Chiefs 8 seconds away. Everything perfect there. Snap and hold. No slipping on the turf. And here we go. Hurts has all day. Now some rushers come. Going to throw it as far as his arm can take it, which is well short. And the Kansas City Chiefs have won Super Bowl 57.
I mean, it was just everybody. It didn't come from one person. Everybody said we had to step our game up. Our defense played their ass off in that second half. And our offense, we found a way. Man, I just want to thank everybody, man. Everybody on this team. Hey, he's this man right here.
Man, one of y'all said the Chiefs were going to take it home this year. Not a single one. Feel it. And on top of that, next time the Chiefs say something, put some respect on our name.
It was just all hard. We knew we didn't play our best. We knew we didn't play for each other as much as we wanted to. That first half was just, you know, it was a big moment. It was a big game. A lot of guys playing a little uncharacteristic, and we were just able to, you know, regroup at halftime and figure it out in that second half, man. We were flying around. MV Pat, you can't say enough about what this guy means to Kansas City and this team.
I mean, it's just, I told y'all before the season, we got Coach Andy Reid. We got guys like Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, Frank Clark. We're going to be the Kansas City Chiefs. At the end of the day, we're going to be the Kansas City Chiefs, and we're gonna celebrate this right here, baby. We're going to celebrate this the right way.
Well, I'll give the credit to the big old line and to Pat Mahomes and all those guys around him. Eric Bieniemy was phenomenal also. Well, he's the MVP. I mean, that's all that needs to be said, right? MVP. And he saw it tonight. It means a lot.
All right, everybody. Indeed, it meant a lot. Welcome back to the program, everybody. That audio was courtesy of the NFL, the National Football League, and Fox Sports, and that was Super Bowl 57. What a thrilling game it was between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles, with the Chiefs coming from behind to beat the Eagles 38-35. And you heard Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, head coach Andy Reid, and of course the MVP of Super Bowl 57, Mr. Patrick Mahomes, and certainly a gentleman that's excited about the victory and still hasn't come off of the high yet of the Chiefs winning Super Bowl 57. Let's welcome him back to the program. He is the co-host of a program called Arrowheads Abroad. It's the podcast that highlights not only Chiefs fans, but an NFL fan's perspective from a UK perspective from the United Kingdom. And also he's a contributor for 99 Yards, which is a blog site dedicated to covering American football. Owen Whittleson. Hey, Owen, welcome back to the program, my man.
Hello. Thanks for having me back. Listening to that back is getting me excited all over again. Yeah, what a game, what a team. I'm just getting the chills again listening to that back. Let's go. It was a huge game, huge win. I'm over the moon.
Oh, I know you are, sir. And again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. And definitely yourself and a lot of Chiefs fans all over the world are riding a major high right now from that thrilling game that was between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles, with Kansas City coming back to win Super Bowl 57, 38-35. I got to ask you this first question, Owen. What were your takeaways from Super Bowl 57?
I mean, it's got to start at the top with the head coaching job that Andy Reid done. Just an absolute masterclass in offensive play calling and just the scheme as well across the whole game. He really played his heart out, Andy Reid. You can tell it in the plays that he was dialing up and how open wide receivers were getting towards the end of the game, with Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney both walking in for touchdowns towards the end there. And they're all plays that he was scheming up all game, and he was setting up for all game, and then they really shined in those moments. So what a game from him, first of all. That's really stood out for me. Zero sacks as well allowed on the game by the offensive line for the Chiefs. So what a performance from them as well, keeping Mahomes in the pocket and able to make these passes and do what he does best. Zero sacks is incredible from our offensive line, especially against one of the best front seven in the league in the Eagles. Incredible. And then obviously you've got to talk about Patrick Mahomes, Super Bowl MVP, league MVP this year as well. What a game from him, with a busted up ankle and riding off that playoff high from those first two wins, and just doing what he needed to do to get the job done, completing passes where he needed to. Making plays on his legs, like I said, when he's practically only got one leg, making plays like that down the field, like that 26-yard scramble to set up one of the final drives of the game. Just an all-round great performance from a great team and a championship-winning team. So, yeah, like I said earlier, I'm absolutely over the moon. Let's go, Chiefs.
Yeah, indeed, a lot to be over the moon for. Certainly the key points that you mentioned for Kansas City getting that victory with the play calling of Andy Reid, of course, the offensive line doing their job, and, of course, Patrick Mahomes. What more can you say about him? And we're going to get to Mahomes and Andy Reid in just a moment. But I want to start off with the Chiefs' offense. One of the things that caught me by surprise in this game was the running game. Isaiah Pacheco was effective in this game, 15 carries, 76 yards, and a touchdown. What a rookie campaign that Isaiah had this year. He took a lot of people by surprise. Give me your thoughts on Isaiah's play in Super Bowl 57.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said there, he took a lot of people by surprise. Maybe not going into the Super Bowl, but certainly this season as a whole, obviously being a seventh-round rookie, I think we talked about him a little bit last time I came on a few weeks ago. Just a great player and had a great Super Bowl, like you said. I think he averaged about 5.2 yards a carry on the day. Just a great player who's proven it this year and you know, come in, like I said, unproven, being a seventh-round rookie and left it a Super Bowl champion. So, what a game from him. I'm glad that he had his moments in that game as well. Obviously, scoring a touchdown and putting in the performance he did. I remember one play that stands out from the Super Bowl is when he took an absolute monster hit from one of the Philadelphia defenders in the trenches and managed to hold on to that ball and not fumble it on a key drive for us. And kept that drive alive by dropping that ball, and which I mean, you couldn't really blame him for, looking at the tackle that the defender laid on him. So yeah, I was ecstatic when I saw him hold on to that ball and keep that drive alive for us. Great player, and a great, like you said, a great performance from him.
All right, and Jerick McKinnon, I mean, numbers wise decent, but he made plays when he had to. 4 carries for 34 yards. And he had 3 catches for 15 yards. Give me your thoughts on Jerick and his play in Super Bowl 57.
Yeah, I mean, another player, like you said, who just stood up when he needed to and just was a key piece of this offense, regardless of what the numbers says. All season long, he's been like that, scoring touchdowns and putting yards together and being a really reliable veteran on this offense. And it showed in this game. It was really good to have the 1-2 punch of Jerick McKinnon and Isaiah Pacheco. So, yeah, what a great tandem those two turned into. And, Yeah, he stepped up. He didn't have as maybe like the numbers like Pacheco had, but he still made plays when he needed to, and he was a key piece of this offense and this team as a whole, this whole Super Bowl run. So, yeah, really happy for him to finally get him a ring. It's well deserved. He's a great player. So, yeah, hopefully we see him more in a Chiefs uniform next year.
All right, somebody that made a key play in this Super Bowl. He had a touchdown in this game. Again, wasn't big on the stats, the numbers wise. He wasn't big, but guess what? He scored a touchdown and got Kansas City over the hump. Sky Moore, give me your thoughts on Sky and his play in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm so happy for the rookie. It's great to see him show out in the biggest game of his career and do what he needs to do to get into that end zone. He was wide open as well. Just great scheming from Andy Reid, but you can't take that away from Sky Moore as well. He's been battling this season against a growing wide receiver group, with Kadarius Toney joining in and with Mecole Hardman getting injured and Juju Smith-Schuster like showing out in some games and then kind of dropping into the background in other games. So yeah, he's had an interesting season with a lot of pieces around him that he needs to fight to get those snaps. So to see him get on that field in Super Bowl 57 and score a touchdown, it must be every rookie's dream, let alone NFL player, to score a touchdown in the Super Bowl and to be in that huge of a moment where he really needs him to step up in one of the tensest parts of the game was even more rewarding, must have been even more rewarding for him. I know it was, being a fan of the team that drafted him, it was a huge moment for us as fans watching the game, so it must have been huge for him as well. I hope he can continue to shine in this offense and continue to get some more snaps and get some more reps going into next season. But a solid rookie year for him, and so happy that he got that Super Bowl touchdown.
Awesome indeed. And speaking of someone that was really a game changer in this game, Kadarius Toney. Now remember, Philadelphia had a 24-21 lead in this game, but what turned the tide for Kansas City was Kadarius Toney's punt return. When Kadarius got that punt return, that's when Kansas City really got going in the game, and they just never looked back. And Kadarius wound up scoring a touchdown in this game. Give me your thoughts on Kadarius's play in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, when you get a key defensive stop in the Super Bowl, like the Chiefs did in that moment, you need to turn that into points. And that starts on special teams with the punt return. And what a play by Kadarius Toney. I mean, just weaving. And it seems seamless on that punt return. He was on the left side of the field, and then he kind of staggered back a bit and was looking for holes and then ran back around to where his blockers were on the right side of the field. Just a great high football IQ play from Kadarius Toney. To weave the ball all the way down to, what was it, the 5-yard line or wherever he ended up. The longest punt return in Super Bowl history, which is, like, great. What a great stat to have for him as well. A guy who's been making plays all year for us, well, since we traded for him. He was so close to getting the first ever Super Bowl punt return for a touchdown, but didn't quite get there. But, I mean, I'm happy nonetheless. It was a great play from a solid player who's really going to shine in this offense. It was a great play, a great moment, and a tide turner as well. I think in a game that was so close and was so tense the whole time, especially in those final moments where it really could go either way, that really felt like that moment, that punt return really felt like a tide turner for our team and really seemed to give us that momentum to carry us over the line and do what needs to be done to come away with the win.
I just want to get back to Kadarius Toney for a moment. When the trade deadline happened, we heard, and rightfully so, that the San Francisco 49ers were the clear winners of the trade deadline when they landed Christian McCaffrey. How did you think the Kansas City Chiefs did? Well, we know that the proof is in the pudding now that they're Super Bowl champions, but what grade would you give the Kansas City Chiefs on with them getting the trade with the Giants to get Kadarius Toney?
I mean, the Chiefs saw potential in him. Brett Veach saw what he thought was a great player in him. I mean, it's what the Giants saw when they drafted him in the first round out of college, however many years ago it was now. But a great player and someone who I don't think was able to live up to the his potential out of college. Put it down to whatever you want, but he wasn't on a contending team with the Giants, particularly for a lot of his career. So to get out of that situation and to come to a place like Kansas City with Andy Reid calling plays and Patrick Mahomes throwing you the ball, you can't really be in a much better position. So I think that one of the biggest parts of this Super Bowl run for the Chiefs was how much of a team effort it was, and how it wasn't like, you know, a few great players, although obviously having Patrick Mahomes in your team does help a lot. I think it was a really good team effort from all rounds, especially losing a guy like Tyreek Hill. You need to fill that hole with several guys, and I think that's what the Chiefs did this year with bringing Kadarius Toney in mid-season and taking Juju Smith-Schuster in the off-season as well. I think it was great that he stepped up and Kadarius Toney did his job at Kansas City, and I think he had a great year and almost like a prove it year. I think he's proved to the rest of the league now that he's got that potential and he can really make a difference on a team that gives him a chance and gives him those opportunities. So yeah, I wish him all the best, whether it's with the Chiefs or with another team. I think he had a great year, so I think he's got a bright future ahead of him.
All right, and I want to talk now about Juju Smith-Schuster for a moment. He really, again, he was hurt most of the year, but he stepped up where it mattered the most, which was in this big one, 7 catches for 53 yards. Thoughts on Juju's play in this game?
Yeah, he had a few crucial catches for us against multiple DBs. So he was doing it against everyone on the field. It wasn't the flashiest game from him. He made plays when he needed to, and he really helped this offense keep drives alive and get open and make sure that Pat knew that he was open so he can get the ball in his hands. And I was really pleased with his performance. Like I said, it wasn't the flashiest, but solid catches throughout. And like I said, just keeping drives alive and keeping that clock turning for us, especially in the third quarter. It seemed like he grew into the game a bit and was better later on than he was in the start. But yeah, that third quarter, he seemed to really come alive and really give us some presence when we were down by 10 at the half. So yeah, great play from him. And just like the rest of the Chiefs team, he's now a Super Bowl champion. So what can you say?
I want to stay just with Juju for a moment. He's been in the news recently for his, let's just say, jaw-jacking and a lot of trash talking on Twitter between him and Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver A.J. Brown in regards to the holding penalty called on Eagles defensive back James Bradberry. What's your thoughts on Juju and A.J. going back and forth?
Yeah, it was. It gave me a good laugh to poke fun at. I mean, it happens. When you win the Super Bowl and you win a championship as big as that in one of the biggest sports in the world, I mean, you've got to talk your talk. You've got to show out. And, you know, he was unfortunately, Bradberry was the unlucky recipient of that. But, I mean, he made a holding call in a crucial part of the game and he admitted to it afterwards in an interview. At the time, it looked a little soft. Not gonna lie, watching it as a fan, it was a bit like, "Oh, I can't believe that's been called." And if the shoe was on the other foot and it had been called on a Chiefs player to set the Eagles up for a potential game-winning field goal, I know it would get me annoyed too. But I'm just glad that it wasn't against us. But you know, it's unfortunate, and Juju's a Super Bowl champion, so he's gonna talk, isn't he? He's gonna have some bark now that he's got a ring on his finger. So I don't mind it so much. I thought it was quite funny.
Someone that continues to shine a bright light on the offense. He's going to be a future first ballot Hall of Famer whenever he decides to hang it up. Travis Kelce. I mean, what a phenomenal player he's been since he's arrived in Kansas City. Travis, 6 catches, 81 yards, and a touchdown. Give me your thoughts on Travis's play in Super Bowl 57.
I mean, what can you say about the winner of the Kelce Bowl between Travis and Jason? Just a great player. Absolutely loved him from the moment I started watching the Chiefs back in 2015. Was doing it before Mahomes got there. Is now doing it on an even greater scale now that Mahomes is here. Just an all-round, like, brilliant player that has not stopped and not taken his foot off the gas pedal his entire career. And just showing year in, year out how he's one of, if not the best tight end that we've ever seen play the sport. So, like I said, a great all-round player and just seems like a genuine dude as well, like a genuine great dude. I've been watching a lot of the New Heights podcast with Travis and Jason, and it's been great to see them two chat to each other about the season all year long, and to see that relationship and to see his personality, more importantly, as a Chiefs fan. It's been great to see it, and I think his game talks for himself. I mean, what a great touchdown catch over his shoulder towards the start of that game to really set the momentum and kind of set that precedent of we're here to win this thing in the first quarter. So, yeah, just like I said, a great player. What else can you say about him? He's proved it. He's proved it now. He's done what he needs to do. And I hope he keeps doing it for a few more years.
All right. I hope he does. He continues for a few more years as well. As a matter of fact, he has like 3 more years left on his contract. So hopefully we'll continue to see great success from Travis. And I want to move over to the defensive side of the ball. Now, we talked about on the offensive side with Kadarius Toney and that punt return, and that really Kansas City, and that's when they really got on a roll. But before that play, on the defensive side, Nick Bolton, a fumble return touchdown. I mean, what a difference maker that was in that game, in that game against the Philadelphia Eagles. Jalen Hurts fumbles the ball. Nick Bolton recovers it, returns it for a touchdown, and that kind of started the momentum a little bit for Kansas City. And Nick also had 8 tackles in the game. Give me your thoughts on Nick's play in Super Bowl 57.
Yeah, he's been one of my favorite defensive players all year. He's been an absolute stud for us at that linebacker position, setting the single season tackles for a franchise for the Chiefs is just a phenomenal achievement for him, and topping it off with a Super Bowl ring, and to play how he played in the Super Bowl as well was just brilliant, and it's just a credit to how he's played all season. Like you said, getting that fumble touchdown. I mean, personally, one of my favorite plays is a defensive touchdown. I mean, I'm more of a pick six guy than a fumble touchdown, but I love all defensive touchdowns. I think they're really big momentum shifters. I think when your defense can take the ball away from the offense of the other team and then put it in the end zone in the exact same play is so impressive, and one of the most impressive parts about a football game. And so when that happens in a Super Bowl for your team, it's an incredible feeling, and it was great watching him run into the end zone after Jalen Hurts fumbled it. So, yeah, what a great player. And outside of that play as well, just had a great game. Nearly got himself a second touchdown in the game as well, but it was unfortunately called back for being an incomplete pass. So, yeah, nearly had 2 on the day, which is just, yeah. When that sort of thing happens, you just realise what a special player he is, and hopefully he's got a lot more years to come in Kansas City, because I'd love to see him in that red uniform again.
Absolutely. And a couple of other players I want to mention, Leo Chanel and Kalen Saunders, they both recorded a sack in this game. Give me your thoughts on Leo and Kalen's play in the big one.
Yeah, Leo's been a bit of a work in progress for the Chiefs this year. But, I mean, getting a sack in the Super Bowl again as a rookie is it must be something that these players dream of. I mean, it's the biggest game of the year. It's a huge moment for them, especially being a rookie, let alone an NFL player. It must be a huge moment for him to be able to record a sack. It's one of those things where being a rookie and coming in and being drafted where you're drafted, you don't expect to, like, you know, show out straight away. But doing what he did and coming away with a Super Bowl ring after his rookie season, I mean, I think he's got a great building block now to really show what he's got, and he's had that opportunity now. So I think it's his for the taking. He's been a fun player to watch all year, and like I said, a bit of a work in progress. But yeah, it was great to see him do what he did in the Super Bowl.
All right, and speaking of doing what he did in the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes didn't start off well for him in the first half, but he got going in the second half, and that's where we saw the difference between good players and great players. And Patrick Mahomes, let's just say he is beyond great. His skills are so exceptional, and man, he's just getting started in his career. He hasn't even hit his prime yet. In this game in Super Bowl 57, he completed 21 out of 27 passes for 182 yards and 3 touchdown passes, playing Super Bowl 57.
I mean, it's one of those things where there's only so much you can talk about how great this young man is. 27 years old, he's a 2-time Super Bowl MVP, a 2-time Super Bowl champion, a 2-time league MVP, the list goes on. And he's been in the league 5 years. It's almost unheard of having a start like this to an NFL career. at quarterback. What a special, special player. I'm just so glad the Chiefs drafted up, traded up to draft him back in 2017, because it's been a roller coaster since, and I wouldn't change it for the world. He's such a warrior as well. I mean, I saw people on Twitter, and I'm inclined to agree that it was a bit of a Michael Jordan flu game moment in that Super Bowl, coming out of the halftime, obviously after being injured at the end of the towards the end of the first half, and you see him wincing and almost screaming on the sideline in agony, and then coming back on the second half and doing what he did to get the job done, and he just really stuck it out for his team, and he knows what needs to be done because he's been there before. And yeah, like I said, it just felt like one of those MJ flu game moments where it's like, you're not going to stop this guy no matter how hurt he is, no matter how he's feeling. He's going to go out there and do his thing and win a championship. That's exactly what he did. He's been that guy. He's going to continue to be that guy. And I hope that, you know, it brings 20 more Super Bowl rings in Kansas City's future. What a warrior. What a player. There's not much else you can say about him, really. Just absurdly good. Just almost unbelievably good.
Yeah, he is unbelievably good, and definitely the best is yet to come for Mr. Mahomes. And, you know, Owen, we're entering the new era of quarterbacks in the NFL with Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Trevor Lawrence. Also, you could put Lamar Jackson in the mix as well. And where do you see Patrick competing amongst that elite class of quarterbacks for the next decade and a half?
I mean, not to sound too big-headed, but there's only one quarterback on that list that has a Super Bowl, let alone two, and that's Patrick Mahomes. I think he's come up against a lot of adversity, and these quarterbacks are great. They're such amazing talents, all the guys you listed, and they've proved it as well in their careers, and they've had some brilliant games and plays that have really cemented them as career guys and franchise guys for their teams. So, yeah, all credit to these guys that you mentioned, Joe Burrow especially, and all these other guys. I mean, it, at the start, it was Lamar Jackson versus Mahomes, and now it's just Mahomes. And then it was Jalen and Mahomes versus Mahomes. And then it was Jalen Hurts and Joe Burrow and Mahomes. And once again, it's just Mahomes left standing at the end of the season. So, yeah, it's going to be fun watching these guys battle for the next decade, especially with most of those guys being from the AFC. I mean, Trevor Lawrence, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, they're all in the AFC. So to have that interconference rivalry as well going on for Mahomes, it's going to be so much fun this next decade. I just hope NFL fans across the whole league, no matter what team you support, just strap in and witness what these quarterbacks are going to do for the next decade, because no matter who comes out on top, it's going to be a great fight, and it's going to be so much fun, regardless of what team you're rooting for. So, yeah, they're great guys, but right now, I mean, you can't really put him above Patrick Mahomes in the league. He's something else. He's different, and he just keeps proving it.
Oh, yeah, he's different. He's definitely something special, and can't wait for what the next decade and a half holds for Mahomes and the rest of those great crop of quarterbacks. Speaking of a great crop of quarterbacks, we saw a great quarterback previously with Tom Brady. Can we begin the conversation with Mahomes equaling Brady or passing Brady?
I don't know. I think there's a big difference between talent and longevity in the NFL. I don't think we've seen anyone play the quarterback position the way Mahomes has played the quarterback position. Like I said earlier, the 5 years of a career, this has never happened before. Like, you've never seen a quarterback get off of this good of a start in their NFL career. But then having said that, it's Tom Brady. He's got 7 Super Bowl rings. He literally has more Super Bowl rings than any other team combined across their whole, like, existence. One person, it's unheard of how much success he's had in this league, no matter what sport you watch. So he'll always sit there as the person to chase and the person to beat. I know Mahomes doesn't look like that. I know that he's focused on himself and doing what he can do to have the best career that he can have. But I think talent wise, I don't think we've seen a talent like Mahomes or maybe as impressive as Mahomes. Certainly not in the first 5 years of a career for a quarterback, but I don't think we're there yet putting him on that pedestal with Brady. But, you know, he's got his whole year ahead of him. He's 27 years old. So let's wait and see what he does for the rest, and let's have this conversation again in 10 years' time.
Rightfully so. And a lighthearted question I have to ask you. You know, the Chiefs came out in the second half, and they really turned things around. Do you think it was the long halftime show that Rihanna presented to the world that made a difference in the Chiefs getting that second win?
Yeah, I mean, especially with Mahomes' injury, I think the extra time that he had to really get that checked out and make sure that he was right and not rushing to get him back on the field, it's obviously going to help. I mean, Super Bowl halftime shows are always longer than regular halftime shows. There was more of a spectacle. So, yeah, I mean, obviously it helps, but no more than it would have helped the Eagles to rest up and get themselves right and to game plan for the second half. I mean, it's huge for each team. And I think one of the funny things from that Super Bowl halftime show is what Mahomes said on Jimmy Kimmel afterwards, when he was saying about how Andy Reid said, if anyone wants to go out there and watch the halftime show, just keep on walking and leave the stadium because you're not going to be playing in the second half if you do. And I just think that mentality of, like, you're not here to have fun, you're here to win a game, and you're here to really prove yourself. So if you want to go out there and watch the game and watch the halftime show, just keep on going and don't bother coming back into the locker room. I think that's such a funny moment and really emulates this whole Chiefs team and really shows what we're all about. And it was great to see those guys regroup and to get back out there and to pull off the second half they did and to come back down from 10 points again in a playoff game. It's just incredible. Just like we did in Super Bowl 54, I think we really came back and showed our grit in that second half. And, yeah, thanks to Rihanna for putting on a show for us, because it really helped us in the end.
Yeah. To tell you one thing, the Chiefs, every Super Bowl team has their personalities, and they definitely showed that off. And, of course, I know the Chiefs took advantage of that. And let's stay with Rihanna for a moment in the Super Bowl halftime show. What were your thoughts on Riri doing her thing on the world stage?
Yeah, I mean, I think she proves that she just has unlimited bangers of songs. She just has amazing songs. It's just one after the other, these hits are coming out, and it's like, oh, yeah, she, like this song as well, oh, my God. And, oh, yeah, she's a great artist, and she's an artist that's not really been very active recently, like in terms of releasing music, so it's been great to see her see her play her old songs and to play all these hits and all these classics that we all know and love, no matter what country you're in, whether it's the US or across the pond in the UK. We all obviously know Rihanna. And she put on a show. She did well. And I think they announced afterwards that she was pregnant as well, which is just makes the whole thing even more impressive. The fact that she did that whilst being pregnant. So congrats to her and yeah, what a show she put on. It was great to watch, although I wasn't in the best mood watching it because of the Chiefs being down 10 points. So it didn't put me in the best mood while I was watching it being down. But, yeah, no, it was a great show nonetheless. So, yeah, props to her.
Yeah, indeed. Big props to Rihanna for doing her thing at the Super Bowl halftime show and revealing her pregnancy, and someone that's always filled with new ideas and being innovative on the offensive front, Andy Reid. Another trophy for Coach Reid. Give me your thoughts on Coach Reid and his continued success and his legacy.
I mean, if we thought that Super Bowl 54 was cementing his legacy, to finally get that ring on his finger after however many years coaching and being a head coach in the NFL across Philadelphia and Kansas City, to be able to come out a second time in your fourth Super Bowl appearance, I think, if you include the one in Philadelphia, to come out in another Super Bowl and to pull off a win against your old team and such a great team as well, which has arguably one of the best defensive lines in the NFL, if not the best, and then that defense they've got as well, not to mention the quarterback and all those pieces they've got on offense. So to come out and to game plan like he did against such a formidable opponent in the Philadelphia Eagles was so impressive. And like I said earlier at the start of the call, he's just one of the best defensive minds in the NFL's ever seen, and I think he pulled off an offensive masterclass in this Super Bowl. Yeah, I think if it's not Patrick Mahomes, I think he's the MVP if we can give the award to a head coach, because he just did his thing and just absolutely schemed his butt off. Excuse my French, but yeah, no, he had a great game, and I'm so happy for him to be able to get his second Super Bowl ring and to really cement this team as you know, dare I say it, a dynasty. But I don't want to go there yet. I think we've got a few years to go. But Yeah, great to see him get his second Super Bowl ring and to start what could be a historic team in the NFL.
Oh, absolutely. And speaking of someone that deserves to be cemented in his legacy to be intact, as well as the offensive coordinator, Eric Bieniemy, someone that's been passed over for coaching jobs within the last several years. Just give me your thoughts on Coach Bieniemy and where he stands in terms of his legacy with the Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, you see what he does with these players running around in circles before the snap and playing ring around the rosies and all this other hilarious play calling that he comes up with and that him and Andy Reid pull together. I mean, he's proved it now. He's that guy. He can have an NFL head coaching job. I don't know why he's not there yet. It baffles me watching this offense play football for however many years. It's been now with Bieniemy at the helm and he's still not had a head coaching position. It's a shame because you want to see a guy like that be able to move on and get the opportunity he deserves. So I really hope he does get the opportunity this offseason, as much as I wanted to stay on the Chiefs. It'd be great to see him go off and get the head coaching position. Or maybe even take over if Andy Reid decides to hang up the clipboard. Who knows? I hope he doesn't, obviously, because Andy Reid is such a phenomenal player, but coach. It'd be great to see Bieniemy on our sideline rather than an opposing team sideline. But at the same time, you want to see him get the job that he deserves. So, I really hope he gets there.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope he gets his shot one day as a head coach in the NFL. All right, let's move along now to 2023. So I know it's so premature because we're still celebrating. You guys, as the Chiefs fans, are still celebrating the victory in Super Bowl 57. But what's, in your opinion, Owen, what's 2023 looking like for the Chiefs? We know Mahomes is back. We know Kelce is back. Pacheco has a rookie contract. What about the rest of the core players going forward for next season?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it does feel premature. But, yeah, I mean, I guess like now we've got however many months it is until the NFL season returns in September. There's plenty of time to talk about the Chiefs and what they're going to do. I mean, it's hard wrapping my head around that all now, just coming off this win and just trying to enjoy it. But I think as long as we keep those key pieces there, we should be able to field a similar team and a similar talent-wise team. Another strong draft from Brett Veach is going to be essential because we've still got some holes to fill and we've still got some pieces that we can use to bolster this team up. But I mean, coming off a year that was meant to be a rebuilding year for us after, or at least a retooling year for us after losing Tyreek Hill and some other pieces like Tyrann Mathieu and this can go on. It was meant to be a bit of like a retooling and a regrounding year for us, and then to leave it a Super Bowl champion is just incredible. So, yeah, I think the sky's the limit for this team, and I think the floor is not much lower than that. So, I mean, Mahomes has proven it going to 5 straight championship games. So I think no matter who trots out there, as long as we've got the core pieces with Mahomes and Kelce and Chris Jones and a few other bits in there like Nick Bolton and Pacheco on his rookie contract, I think we've got a shot and I think we can really field a good team. I don't think it will stop the NFL analysts picking the Chargers to win the AFC West in 2023 like they do every year, but you know, we'll have to wait and see, and it only matters as who's left standing in February. So yeah, we'll see what's happening, but it's going to be an exciting year ahead as long as you've got Mahomes at the wheel.
Absolutely, and you heard it from him. He is Owen Whittleson, co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast, which is a podcast that looks at the United Kingdom from a Kansas City Chiefs and an NFL fan's perspective, and he is also a contributor to 99 Yards. Again, Owen, thank you so much, and tell everybody what's going on over at Arrowheads Abroad and 99 Yards.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of fun at Arrowheads Abroad and 99 Yards. It's great being a part of that team. We were over in Dublin, the Arrowheads Abroad team, over in Dublin, Ireland for the Super Bowl. A huge get-together with Chiefs fans from across the UK. A couple from America as well came over. So, yeah, it was great to be with those guys. My first Super Bowl surrounded by Chiefs fans as well, which was just a great time and with great company as well. And what a way to celebrate the Chiefs. Third Super Bowl victory and second one that I can remember, obviously the first one being in 1969. So, yeah, it was great having that victory surrounded by such great people. What a great experience that was. And we'll be podcasting throughout the whole of the off-season as well. We might take a couple of weeks off after we've delved into the Super Bowl later this week. We might take a couple of weeks off just to unwind after the season, but we'll be right back at it when the draft kicks in and all of those exciting stuff happens in the off season. So yeah, we're looking forward to getting that ball rolling for the 2023 season and just podcast them whenever we can. And the 99 yards team just sent out their NFL honors, which was voted on by the contributors of the site. So that was rolling out on Twitter. It was really nice to see who was voting for who and pulling that together. It looked great. It's a great time. On both channels.
Awesome. And tell everybody where they can find you on social media as well as Arrowheads Abroad and 99 yards.
Yeah, sure. So you can find me on Twitter at Widowson Owen. That's Widowson Owen. The Kansas City Arrowheads Abroad team, you can find them at @KCChiefs_UK. And then the 99 yards team are at 99 yards. And that's 99, like spell out, not the numbers. So like N-I-N-E, et cetera, et cetera. That's where you can find us on Twitter.
Awesome. And you heard it from him. He is Owen Widowson. He's the co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast and also a contributor to 99 Yards. They give you a unique perspective from the United Kingdom on their take of the NFL. Owen, has been great, my man. Thank you again, as always. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been great. What a great time we have. We always have fun when we have these chats. So, yeah, we'd love to come back whenever. Thanks for having me, and go Chiefs.
We have a lot of fun as well, and thanks again, my man. And we'll be back with more right after this.
Mahomes looking that way, throwing that way. Kelce got it! Touchdown! Pacheco right up the got it in! Touchdown! Quick throw. Tony's got it. Tony walks in. Touchdown, Kansas City. Low sinking kick. Tony on the run. Still up on his feet. Tony has a wall. It's another block. Tony inside the 20. Tony still going, and he's down to the 5.
Eligible player on back-to-back. Plays.
Blitz coming. Mahomes. Man wide open. Touchdown, Chiefs. It's Sky Moore. Mahomes. Pressure. Lofting one. End zone incomplete. Juju Smith-Schuster couldn't catch up. There's a flag at the 10. Hang on. There's a penalty.
Prior to the pass. Holding, number 24, defense, 5-yard penalty, automatic, first down.
Essentially run it down to the field goal try with McKinnon. See what he decides to do here.
Yeah, he's got
to
get down. He's got to get down.
And he does. I mean, there'll be mere seconds left if they take it down and kick a field goal and have to kick off to Philadelphia. So the Chiefs will set up for a Super Bowl 57 game-winning field goal. For the lead. Butker up. Got it. The Chiefs 8 seconds away. Everything perfect there. Snap and hold. No slipping on the turf. And here we go. Hurts has all day. Now some rushers come. Going to throw it as far as his arm can take it, which is well short. And the Kansas City Chiefs have won Super Bowl 57.
I mean, it was just everybody. It didn't come from one person. Everybody said we had to step our game up. Our defense played their ass off in that second half. And our offense, we found a way. Man, I just want to thank everybody, man. Everybody on this team. This is man right here. My man right here.
Man, one of y'all said the Chiefs were going to take it home this year. Not a single one. Feel it. And on top of that, next time the Chiefs say something, put some respect on our name.
It was just all hard. We knew we didn't play our best. We knew we didn't play for each other as much as we wanted to. That first half was just, it was a big moment. It was a big game. A lot of guys playing a little uncharacteristic, and we were just able to, you know, regroup at halftime and figure it out in that second half, man. We were flying around. MV Pat, you can't say enough about what this guy means to Kansas City and this team.
I mean, it's just, I told y'all before the season, we got Coach Andy Reid, we got guys like Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, Frank Clark. We're going to be the Kansas City Chiefs. At the end of the day, we're going to be the Kansas City Chiefs, and we're gonna celebrate this right here, baby. We're going to celebrate this the right way.
Well, I'll give the credit to the big old line and to Pat Mahomes and all those guys around him. Eric Bieniemy was phenomenal also. Well, he's the MVP. I mean, that's all that needs to be said, right? MVP. And he saw it tonight.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Join us in person at the Teach 225 Career Fair on February 28th and find your path to fulfilling work. Right now, there are over 300 roles open at Baton Rouge area schools. No teaching degree? No problem. This fair is for current and prospective teachers alike. Attendees will also have the chance to win amazing prizes and enjoy free food. Don't miss the Teach 225 Career Fair on Tuesday, February 28th from 4 to 6 p.m. downtown at Lobby on 500 Main Street. Register today at teach225.com/careerfair.
Trafalgar's Big Tour Sale has arrived. Book your next vacation with 15% off top-selling tours. Discover the world's top trending destinations like Spain, Egypt, Japan, and Italy, while enjoying big experiences, big memories, and big icons along the way. To unlock savings, contact your travel advisor today. Call Trafalgar at 866-513-1995 or visit trafalgar.com/bigtoursale. That's trafalgar.com/bigtoursale.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
It means a lot.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
When you look around your home, what makes you smile? Personal touches? Beautiful light, lines, colors. Things of quality that enhance your life. California Closets specializes in making space for what belongs, with richly textured finishes and quality materials that last. From the bedroom to the pantry to the mudroom, everything we do is custom designed, built, and installed by people who take pride in serving you. Think of it as practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Owen Whittleson, co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast and a contributor for 99 Yards. Again, he gives us a great perspective from an NFL, a great perspective from a UK fan's point of view from the NFL doing their thing over in the United Kingdom.
And that's going to do it once again for this edition of the program. Until next time, everybody, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Till next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Los proveedores de teléfono móvil dicen que ofrecen internet residencial. Pero si tu internet viene de una red celular, es internet celular, no internet para el hogar. Cox Internet es más rápido y tiene velocidades de descarga más confiables que internet 5G residencial. En Cox puedes confiar para conexiones felices en tu hogar. Basado en análisis de Cox de datos de Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Q3 2022 en áreas de servicio de Cox. Visita cox.com/internet para detalles.
When you stay at a Vrbo, the host doesn't stay with you. Because a vacation home with a stranger sounds a little bit like a horror movie. Only Whole vacation homes. Always private. Book on the Vrbo app.
Ever notice what happens when your home is beautifully organized? You have more space, more room to breathe. At California Closets, our designers know just what questions to ask to create exactly what you want. Your personalized experience includes custom design and installation to deliver a result that truly reflects your style and needs. That's the California Closets difference. We call it practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com. Ever notice what happens when your home is beautifully organized? You have more space, more room to breathe. At California Closets, our designers know just what questions to ask to create exactly what you want. Your personalized experience includes custom design and installation to deliver a result that truly reflects your style and needs. That's the California Closets difference. We call it practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com.